sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. Welcome to the Lord's House and Messages on Demand. And now, today's message.
And welcome to today's message. Our friend, Pastor Lewis Skip Abbott, is going to be our special guest today, going to be bringing you a wonderful message from the Word of God. So let's welcome Pastor Lewis Skip Abbott as he brings today's message.
Lord's Day, to be able to go into the depths and the word of depths of the Word of God and to be able to preach Jesus and Him crucified, buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, according to the blessed Word of God. As Paul said there in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 10, he said, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. I would that you pray for us that we would have a prosperous journey to come to you today into your homes or place of business or into your automobiles by way of radio, by way of internet, by way of CD, whichever way that we're receiving this message today. I trust and I pray and I hope that you'd pray for us too, that we'd have a prosperous journey into your hearing today, that you might be able to hear the blessed Word of God. I trust that you'd listen and pay attention to what thus saith the Word of God today in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 7. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 7. You that have your Bibles with that you turn with us there. And if you don't have your Bibles handy, just write it down on a piece of paper in the palm of your hand somewhere. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 7. The Bible said, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Let me read that one more time. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Our Father in heaven, we thank you again, dear Lord, for another privilege, another opportunity, Father, to bow worthy heads before you this side of eternity. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God, and thank you, Lord, for the beauty and the sweetness and the truth that the Word of God is. I thank you, Lord, that you speak to our heart and challenge our hearts through the blessed Word of God. I trust, Lord, that you'd send an outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, overshadow us today, that, Lord, we'll only say the things that'll be pleasing to you. And, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart, Lord, would be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Father, I pray that you'd, Lord, boost up the power on this radio station to go out further than it normally will. Now I'll ask, Lord, that you'd speak thy servant's hearing. Ask, dear Lord, that Father, you'd bless your word 30, 40, 60, and it'd go out 100-fold. And Lord, accomplish what you please today. Now I pray, Father, that Lord, your word would be brought forth in a way that people would understand and learn and know what the Word of God says today. Father, I pray that you'd speak, Lord, thy servant's hearing. And if there be any fruit that's ripe, ask, dear Lord, that you'd pick it today. For it's in Jesus' name we do try to pray and ask it. Amen. And amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 40. The writer of the book of Hebrews says, God, having provided some better things for us. Then in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the writer said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross and despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. The writer of the book of Hebrews said there in Hebrews 11:40, God having provided some better thing for us. God's got something good in store for you. God's got something good in store for every one of us who have started out in this race for God. Back to Hebrews 12 and 1 and 2, he said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience that's set before us. We've got a challenge by the Word of God to lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. And then he said, let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy of it all endured the cross and despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. But here we have the challenge to get in the race and run for the glory of God. But wait a minute. Paul said here in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 7, speaking to you and me today, some of you that are listening to me today, you got in that race. And Paul said, you did run well. That's past tense. You got out of that race. You're not running in that race anymore. You're not trying anymore. I don't know, something happened in your life and you gave up. And you sit down on the sideline and you're watching everybody else that's in the will of God run in the race and enjoying all the goodness and the blessings and the benefits of God that God has in store for us. What did he say? Hebrews 11:40, God having provided some better things for us. As you go into that 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, you'll find all different people that had a lot of problems, but they stayed in the race and they didn't give up. And Paul said, you did run well. He said, you got in there and you run. Maybe the devil tripped you up and caused you to fall. Maybe the devil caused you to lose traction and you didn't fall. Now, listen. David said in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 1, David said, I waited patiently unto the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry, and he brought me up out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock, and he established my goings. You know the reason that David could say that he was on the move for God is because God brought him up out of that horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set his feet on a rock, and he established his goings. Maybe you got in the mud and in the shifting sand, and maybe you slipped and fell, and maybe you didn't mean to, but you fell and you're off in that pit like David was. And David said, he inclined unto me and he heard my cry and he brought me up out of that horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet on a rock and he established my goings. Paul said, you did run well, but you're not running anymore. You did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 24, the Word of God says, 1 Corinthians 9:24, the Bible said, know ye not that they which run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. At looking, Paul's talking about, first of all, a physical race. A race that you get in and you run and you compete against another.
And Paul said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run, that you may obtain. Listen, we all need to get in this race, and we all need to run. It doesn't matter whether we come in first, it doesn't matter whether we come in second, it doesn't matter whether we come in third, it doesn't matter whether we come in last, but the thing that matters is that you need to run, that you may be able to obtain and run this race with patience that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the glory of it all endured the cross and despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of God, on the setting down on the throne of God. Listen, friend, listen, neighbor. We have the challenge of the Word of God that we need to get in this race, and it matters whether we come in, matters not whether we come in first, second, third, or last, but what matters is that we run. You did run well. You got in the race and you run well. But who did hinder you? Who hindered you? What hindered you? You know what hinders us most of the time? Sometimes we get competing against one towards another. Sometimes Christians begin to get jealous one of another. Maybe one runner ran a little harder than you did, and maybe he won more souls to God than you did. And maybe he got just a little, or maybe she got, or he got just a little bit more recognition than you did, and you got jealous. And the devil slipped up on your blind side and said, hey, look at there what he done. Hey, look at there what she done. You ain't done nothing. Maybe you tried and you labored and you worked and you did what you're supposed to do, and you got in there and ran and you gave it your best shot, and maybe you didn't win anybody. Maybe all the people that you witnessed to and visited, maybe they didn't come to the house of God. But don't give up. God's provided something better for you. Neighbor, listen, he said there, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience that's set before us. In a race, sometimes the runner gets his eyes off the goal and on the one that he's racing against. Sometimes, folk, we lose sight of the fact that which we're running for. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact of that which we're supposed to be doing. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Apostle Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind, I reach forth to the things that are before, and I press on towards the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Listen, don't worry about what your brother is doing for God. Neighbor, if he's doing something for the glory of God and he's seeing results, pray for him. If he's winning souls to God or she's winning souls to God, pray for him and lift them up to God. And if you're not listening, and if you see, and if you're winning souls to God and you're being lifted up before, and you're lifting up people before God, and you see your brother is fallen by the wayside, neighbor, go to him and lift him up. Be an encouragement to him. Sometimes there's a tree that comes up and it bears much fruit. And sometimes there's a tree that comes up and it bears little fruit. And sometimes there's a tree that comes up and it bears just about no fruit at all. Nobody bears 100% all the time. Some's going to bear 30, some's going to bear 40, and some 60, and 100-fold. But don't be in despair just because you're not bearing any fruit now. Maybe you took your eyes off of the goal and you got on the runner. And maybe there was a runner that you had on your team that you had a lot of confidence in. And that runner failed. And he had a hard fall. And it broke your heart. Because you had a lot of confidence in that runner. Well, the Bible said in Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. The Bible said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the throne of God. If ye then been risen with Christ, and he said, get in the race. Don't look at the runner. Keep your eye on the goal. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the throne of God. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Neighbor, we need to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the throne of God. Titus chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy of it all endured the cross. He said, looking unto Jesus. I mean, looking for that blessed hope. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Back to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy of it all endured the cross and despising the shame. Jesus' own kinfolk betrayed him and let him down. Jesus' own kinfolk denied him and said, I don't have anything to do with him. But yet he endured the cross and despised the shame. And he sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. You did run well. You used to run well. But what happened to you? You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Did some saint of God that you had confidence hinder you that you saw fall? Did he hinder you? Or did she hinder you? Did some preacher hinder you? Don't be in despair. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 10, Paul said, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace was not bestowed upon me in vain. Paul said, it's by the grace of God that I am what I am. And his grace was not bestowed upon me in vain. Neighbor, listen. When the devil slips up on your blind side and tries to cause you to slip and tries to knock you down and cause you to fall, and sometimes he will knock you down and sometimes he will cause you to fall. And the shame is not being knocked down. And the shame is not being laying flat on your back, or neighbor, being flat on your face. The shame is when you sit there or lay there and you don't make any effort to get up and get back in the race for the glory of God. And that's where some of you are today. You've been knocked down. And you got out of the race. And you said, I'm tired of running. And I can't run anymore. But that's not true. Neighbor, all you got to do is get up and dust the seat of your britches off and get back in the race for the glory of God. You did run well. You fought a good fight. You ran well and you kept up the pace. And you did a good job. You did run well. But who did hinder you? Maybe you hindered yourself. Maybe you quit reading the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says to study, to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Maybe you quit studying the word of God, and because you quit studying the word of God, it caused you to quit praying. And you quit praying, it caused you to quit having a desire to go to church. And you quit having a desire to go to church, and you lost your desire to witness and to tell people about Jesus. What you need to do is to get back in the race and ask God to give you that energy and that strength to go on. And pray that God would give you the word of God and the desire to go back into the word of God and go back down to the house of God and be faithful to the house of God and be faithful to witnessing. That's what running is. Running, studying the word of God. Running's neighbor praying and calling on God. And running is going and being faithful to the house of God. And running is being faithful to witnessing and testifying and telling people what Jesus did for you when he saved you at Calvary's tree. You did run well. You did run well. Who hindered you, Paul said? Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, Paul said, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of the trouble which came unto us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, that we despaired even of life." Uh-oh. Here's the man that God inspired to write 13 books of the New Testament. 13 books of the New Testament, and he said, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came unto us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch," Paul said, "that we despaired even of life." Here's the mighty man of God that admits from the depths of his heart that he was about to get out of the race. But he stayed in the race. And he went on for the glory of God. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. Samuel said, "Only fear the Lord." Reverence him. That's what that word fear means. Only fear the Lord. Reverence him. And serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Now the first time I read that, I thought, well, that don't sound right. I thought if I'd have wrote that, I'd have said, consider what great things he hath done for you. But that's not what he said. He said, only fear the Lord, reverence him, and serve him in truth. Get in the race and run for the glory of God with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Not what great things he hath done for you, but consider how he's already brought you out of your troubles. Consider and think about and remember how he brought you out of your past problems and out of your past troubles. Paul despaired even of life, but I believe Paul went back and he remembered how God delivered him in the past. When the devil slips up on your blind side, friend, you need to worship him. And you need to serve him. And you need to reverence him with all your heart. And consider and go back and remind yourself how God has already brought you out of all your troubles and all your problems and all of your past heartaches. Remember how he did it. He said, "You did run well." That's past tense. Paul said, "You're not running well now." Maybe you haven't gotten out of the race, but you're not putting your all into that race like you used to. Maybe you're still in the race, but you're just not running like you used to. You don't have that fervor like you used to. You don't have that get up and go like you used to. Or you go to church once or twice a month or once a month or whatever. You may pick up your Bible once a week or twice a week or just before Sunday school time. You may pray once a week on Sunday when you're in church, but you don't pray like you used to. You're still in the race, but you're barely in the race. Paul said, let us run this race with patience. Let us run this race that is set before us with patience. With patience. It takes patience. There in Romans chapter 5 and verse 3 or 4 or 5, somewhere along in there, he said, for tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, for the love of God, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. He said, let us run this race with patience. Sometimes tribulation, sometimes we have to go through some tribulations and heartaches. God has to work on our patience. But whenever we go through these heartaches and these tribulations, these hard times, let us fear the Lord and reverence Him and serve Him with all our heart, and consider and remember and ponder on the facts of how God in the past has already delivered us. And if God deliver you in the past, He'll deliver you in the future. Maybe you've got a friend that you had confidence in, and he failed. The Bible said there in Galatians chapter 6, he said, if you see your brethren overtaken in a fall, you which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thine own self, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens. He said there in Galatians 6:1, he said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such in one the spirit of meekness, considering thine own self, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens. Get in the race. Lift each other up. And press on towards the mark of the high prize of the high calling. Get your eyes off of each other. And get your eyes on the goal and run for the glory of God. Father, we ask that you'd take this message and use it for your name's honor and glory. Speak, Lord, to the heart of the listener today. And I pray, Father, that your will be done in every heart, in every life, ever change the will of man to your will today because of the word of God that's preached today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you have been blessed by this message and that you will invite your friends to listen. If you would like to contact us, please visit our website at www.tlhf.us. You can also contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us or by post at the Lord's House at P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production and a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship Incorporated.